This year's U.S. Senate race in Indiana isn't just a debate over who's right and who's wrong on key issues. It's also over which issues voters should care about most in the first place. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the race between incumbent Republican Senator Todd Young, Democrat Tom McDermott, and Libertarian James Siniak.
Ask Todd Young which issue is most important this election, and he's quick to point to the economy.
It's hurting a lot of Hoosiers, and they'll be voting their pocketbooks in their kitchen tables when it comes to November.
Young is also quick to assign blame for high prices at the gas pump and grocery store. He acknowledges the impact of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, but mostly he says the cause is Democrats in Washington, D.C.
When President Biden came into office, he not only flooded the zone with trillions of dollars, he also restricted the supply of different things. Let's stop spending trillions that we don't have on things that we don't need.
Libertarian James Siniak tells a similar story. He says his top issue, inflation, is primarily the effect of federal government spending. But unlike Young, Siniak doesn't point the finger solely at Democrats.
Todd Young contributed $11 trillion to the debt. He's spending more than Bernie Sanders. And absolutely the fact that he is blaming it all on Biden is a lack of responsibility and not showing his true voting record. And he continues to vote this way.
Democratic candidate Tom McDermott voices a similar refrain.
I find it funny that a U.S. senator is trying to blame me for the rise in inflation and for the cost of gas because I'm a Democrat. He's a U.S. senator. He's been in Washington, D.C. for 12 years, blaming the mayor of Hammond for the price of gas and for the high inflation rate. That's disingenuous, and it's a lack of leadership.
McDermott would rather talk about abortion rights.
If I were Todd Young, I'd be trying to run away from the fact that he confirmed three of the justices to the Supreme Court as well. He doesn't want to lose on November 8th, and his track record is this. He put three of the justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade.
McDermott is clear. Guaranteeing abortion rights is a top priority. Young sidesteps the issue. He won't say whether he personally supports Indiana's near-total abortion ban, only that the state legislature is the right place for such questions to be decided.
We need to allow the people of the respective states to continue to work their will to perfect their state's laws. And so that is my position. That will remain my position.
Pressed if he'd really vote against a national ban for states' rights reasons, Young says everyone knows he has a pro-life, that is, anti-abortion, record. Siniak also describes himself as pro-life, but takes a different angle on the abortion question.
We have to look at the heart of the issue. We have to look at the economy, look at contraceptives, look at the issues of women's health. And so when we address all these issues, especially contraceptions and making them more available over the counter, we can naturally reduce abortion rates.
But when asked whether he'd vote for a national abortion ban, Siniak says the wording of the bill would make the difference. On other issues like immigration, all three candidates largely agree on what the country needs: better border security and immigration reform. But again, they don't agree on where the blame belongs. Young says the Biden administration has failed to adequately address the problem.
It's unconscionable what's happening. This is resulting in the loss of lives. It's resulting in human trafficking.
McDermott turns it back on the incumbent, noting again that Young has served in Congress for 12 years.
And I find it ironic that Todd Young now, that's one of the top issues he campaigns on, is the border and the broken immigration system.
Siniak's response encapsulates the heart of his campaign. He says it's time to look outside the two major parties for answers.
This is an issue that the Democrats and the Republicans have both failed on, and they just keep pointing the wand back and forth and blaming the other side. But the reality is neither of them have come up with solutions.
Young, as both an incumbent and a Republican, has built-in advantages that make his re-election the safest bet. But whether he wins or loses, the election results will likely tell us a lot about what Hoosier voters cared about most when casting their ballots. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.